You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Forests have been one of the most effective natural carbon sinks on the planet. As the world starts to see more and more evidence of planetary climate change, carbon sinks play an important role in addressing global warming by sequestering emissions. Now in BC, an area with abundant forests, this function has been reversed, and our forests have become a carbon source, not a carbon sink. Data quietly released on a government website has revealed that BC forests are now approaching a full decade of releasing carbon rather than absorbing it. The Sierra Club is raising the alarm and calling for measures to counter this imbalance. Jens Viting is forest and climate campaigner with the Sierra Club of BC, and he joins me on the phone now. Greetings, Jens.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What does it mean to say the BC forests have shifted from being carbon sinks to carbon sources?
Well, it's very alarming because a healthy forest would absorb more carbon than it releases. And, of course, we have a climate emergency. Carbon emissions continue to rise globally, and forests are absolutely critical in the fight against climate change. Forests and land use are the one area where we have an opportunity not only to reduce emissions, but actually to absorb more carbon back from the atmosphere. And our forests and oceans are very helpful in the fight against climate change globally. Without forests, without wetlands, without oceans, our carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere would be already much higher. But we see more and more climate impacts, and of course we also have ongoing habitat destruction, ongoing destructive logging practices in many parts of the world. And we see that here in British Columbia as well. And it's very serious because British Columbia is a huge province and has a very extended forest lands and world maps highlighting things like tree height or biomass per hectare show that we actually have some of the most productive forest ecosystems on the planet. So it's very serious to look at this information that we found indicating that British Columbia's forests are now losing more carbon than they absorb for quite a number of years.
What sort of numbers are we looking at?
So the British Columbia government releases greenhouse gas emissions reports every 2 years currently. The last more detailed report came out in 2012. There should be one later this year. And they focus primarily on emissions from burning fossil fuels. And the emissions from forest lands are unfortunately not counted towards the official number. They are dealt with as a memo item in the appendix of the report, which is partly because of international guidelines how to report, but it's very much a concern that this information is hard to find. Almost nobody is aware about this problem, and it's a very significant problem because the tables that we found indicate that the last year we have information, 2011, the emissions from BC's forests were about 35 million tons, and that's actually over half of our official emissions, which were 62 million tons, and nobody is paying attention about these increasing emissions. This has started about back in 2003. It's a combination of the mountain pine beetle infestation, some serious fire years, and poor forest management. If you take a closer look at the information, you will see that a large amount of these forest emissions are caused by logging, partly by slash burning, and while a portion of emissions from logging are captured in wood products, it's not a big part of the equation, and there are many examples of where we would be able to reduce these emissions by, for example, encouraging selective logging instead of clear cuts, reducing wood waste, and eliminate slash burning.
I have a figure that says 270 million tons overall is emitted. That's six times the province's official annual emissions.
That's right. That's our estimate of the cumulative emissions for the period 2003 to 2011. So we took a closer look and we did some of the work that the BC government should undertake to understand this information a little better and highlight some of the key information. And one example is that we actually accounted for some of the carbon stored in wood products. Logging can be, wood products can be part of a low carbon economy if we improve forest management. So it's not that we are saying that stop logging. What we are saying is improve forest management so that we don't see these massive emissions from clear-cutting old-growth forest, from wood waste, from slash burning, and other things that are, would be easily to control.
Now, I understand that the province issues tree farm licenses on a 10-year basis. How does that factor in impact their ability to design regulations and programs to address this problem?
So in British Columbia, we have in a number of places tree farm licenses, and those give the forest companies significant control over public land, and in other parts of the province, they have licenses that allow more control for government. And the BC government is continuing to pursue to allow a significant 10-year rollover. So essentially, the idea would be to give a number of big forest companies more tree farm licenses in large parts of the province, and that would allow the forest companies more control over forest management. And we are very concerned about the BC government seeing that as a priority. We think that would make it more difficult to ask for more in terms of improved forest management, increased conservation, and things like that.
Can you give me a concrete example of the type of program that could work to rebalance the carbon cycle?
Well, there's one area in British Columbia where Sierra Club, British Columbia, Greenpeace, and Forest Ethics are working with a group of logging companies and with the BC government and First Nations to implement a model that would increase conservation and help to, for example, increase conservation of old-growth forest. It's about the Great Bear Rainforest Agreements announced in 2006. These agreements are based on science, highlighting how much is enough to protect species, how much old-growth forest should be off-limits to logging to make sure that no species will disappear. And this is a perfect blueprint for a solution including addressing carbon, because we will continue to see logging in British Columbia, but we have to make sure that we keep carbon on the ground, allow species to adapt to a changing climate, and the Great Barrier Rainforest Agreements provide with a model and a solution. And we are hopeful that that will be fully implemented this year.
Most things don't happen without political pressure. Very briefly, what's needed to get the provincial government to act?
So BC government is right now focused on a number of projects that would massively increase fossil fuel emissions, from coal mines to LNG terminals. And that's another example where we need way more public pressure, and we have to increase awareness, because we will not be able to save our forests and to protect species and have clean water, clean air and food if we don't fight climate change more effectively. That means less emissions, not more. That means turning around to a low carbon economy and stop investing money into oil pipelines, into coal mines and LNG terminals. So every letter sent to the BC government counts, and of course there are lots of opportunities to support and engage with groups like Sierra Club, British Columbia. Right now we are offering help for those who want to register to speak out against the Kinder Morgan pipeline. And we also have local groups fighting on Vancouver Island against proposals for new coal mines. And we are ramping up our work to raise awareness about the dangerous problems in relation to the LNG terminals proposed for the northern part of BC.
Thank you very much, Jens.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
I've been speaking with Jens Weiting, who is a forest and climate campaigner with the Sierra Club of BC. He's going to be speaking on Living Forests and Oceans, BC's Supernatural Climate Allies, on Thursday of this week. That'll be at SFU Harbor Center at 12:30 noon as part of Carbon Talks. And you can find out more and reserve a seat for this free event at carbontalks.ca. It also will be live cast, so go to that same website to find out more.